As you think about your life this morning, I want you to think about being in the upper room. I want you to think about Jesus speaking to you. All these words that he has to comfort you, to strengthen you. Because Jesus knows what's going to happen. Jesus knows that he's going to be taken from his disciples. And so he gathers them in the upper room. He shares his body, his blood. And then he also speaks words to them. In the middle of these words on Pentecost Sunday, we observe, and in the middle of this, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." God speaks these words to you as well this morning, as we think about our world, as we think about our lives. Our world is in turmoil. Our world is just falling apart. People are taking guns and killing other people out of malice, out of hatred, doing this. Our world is falling into darkness. A week ago or so, I had a conversation with Gary Teese as he wanted to thank me for doing something for him, but for the Lord. And as we were talking, he says, "Pastor, this world is spinning out of control. Darkness is overcoming it." As we see the darkness that is approaching, or even all around us, not just George Floyd, not just killing of students, young children, but a man driving up in a pickup truck and approaching two young ladies, ages 21, and shooting them to death, and then shooting himself. This is the world that we are living in. And Jesus says, "Peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you, not as the world gives, but as I give." He comes to us in this turbulent time. He comes into each and every one of our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit to instill this peace, to help us, to guide us, to comfort us, to strengthen us as we live in this life with all the bumps and all the bruises that this life has. Oh, we know all about the joys. We can tell each other about the joys. We can tell each other about the births, the baptisms. The baptism of Sophia was so special because she was so small. And as I took the water, "I baptize you, Sophia, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." God grabbed Sophia and said, "She's my child." Just as God has grabbed you and told you that you are his special children. As you live with the bumps, the bruises, the joys, the triumphs, the defeats, the fears, the agony, God comes to you and says, "You are mine." And he sends us the Holy Spirit to create that faith in our hearts, to tell us that we are his, to grab hold of us, and say, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." We need his peace. Just as the disciples needed to hear those words of peace to comfort their hearts and their lives. He's saying within himself, Jesus, "You don't know what you're going to suffer. You don't know what you're going to see. You don't know what you are going to encounter. But know this, I give you my peace. I give you myself. I give you the comfort of the Holy Spirit, that he will guide you and direct you. Jesus is saying the same words to us. You don't know what you're going to encounter. You don't know what you're going to endure. Lived in International Falls from 1991 to 1999. Within that time period, both my sons were on the same age group of senior league, senior baseball. And so I volunteered. I volunteered to be their coach. And they said, "Good, great. Like to have you along." Well, I didn't know what I was getting into. Just like we don't know what we're getting into when we confess Jesus. I didn't know what I was getting into that year. They gave me every head case they could find. They gave me a pitcher who couldn't get it over the plate. They gave me a third baseman who stood up at the plate, and every time he swung and he missed, he swore. They gave me a catcher who, when he wasn't catching, took his catcher mitt and went home. They gave me all of these kids, besides my own two, and my one who wouldn't listen to me. And yet, these kids came together and they won the city championship. I didn't know what I was getting into. We don't know what we're getting into as servants of Christ. But along with that, God says, "I am sending you the Holy Spirit to teach you my words, to teach you the path of life, to tell you that no matter what happens, whether in sickness or in health, I will be with you and I will guide you and I will lift you up and I will give you my peace. I will give you my strength. I will give you all things. Follow me." This is what Jesus is telling his disciples. Follow me, because I will guide you and direct you. Our lives are not lived on a spiritual plane. Our lives are lived with the peaks, the valleys. Our lives are lived with the joys of graduation. Our lives are lived with those crises. We moved to Lake City in 2010. We moved into our house in May of 2011. A young boy that I had confirmed, that I knew why, working on the fire department of Mapleton, was killed in a car crash. And at that moment, I called the father and I talked to Steve. And Steve knew about the Lord Jesus Christ. And he confessed and he witnessed to me on the phone of a heartbroken father who believed in Jesus and that he would see his son once again when this life was over with. That's what God gives to us in the Holy Spirit, that confidence that we know that we are his and that through all of those peaks and all of those valleys that we go through, Jesus is with us through the power of the Holy Spirit and that Jesus gives of himself. When we come up for the sacrament, this is Christ's body given for you. This is Christ's blood shed for you for the remission of your sins. This is Jesus giving to you his body and his blood and sharing with you his precious presence that he will be with you no matter what. He promises that comfort by the Holy Spirit. He promises that the Holy Spirit will come and guide us through his word. You know, the Holy Spirit has a big job to do. That Holy Spirit comes and he grabs stubborn people. People that shy away from him. People that run from him. People who are obstinate and stubborn. And he molds us. He molds us into this beautiful treasure. This beautiful treasure that he uses to share his word with others. This is the Holy Spirit. And this is what we celebrate today on Pentecost. That Holy Spirit coming into our hearts. Celebrating Jesus' words. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Our hearts are troubled. Our lives are fearful. And we come to the Lord Jesus and we hear those words, those precious words of peace he's giving to us throughout our journey. Because our journey of life is not lived out of the suitcases. It's not lived with getting toothbrushes or shaving cream. It's lived through the power of the word. It's lived by the power of the Spirit who comes and he grabs hold of us. And he says, Jesus says, you are mine. Peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, nor let them be fearful. In Christ's holy name, amen.